This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because we have a choice. How many of y'all know you got a choice? You can choose to be chosen. Praise God. Thank you, Master. Okie dokie. What a time to be alive. What a time to watch the mighty move of God. The greatest sting operation in history. I mean, that's what it's about, man. He's exposing everything. And we're just beginning. We haven't even got to the deep stuff yet. But we're going to get there. They're expanding multiple places to imprison many of these corrupt individuals. There's a lot of false prophets, false teachers, false individuals out there that are feed on people's emotion and feed on their money instead of declaring a truth. It's truth that sets people free, not your feelings. Amen. And in this, we're watching there's a war going on. We've got chemical warfare going on with all of this pharmaceutical stuff and chemtrails and things that people don't even know about it. When I mention a chemtrail to somebody, they go, huh? They've been sniffing too many chemtrails. But, you know, a lot of people are ignorant of what's really happening. It's amazing to me. Pastors and people I've talked to, I've gone to meetings, and I'm like, what the heck? Where you guys been? You know, they're so caught up in their little world that they're not seeing what God is really saying and exposing. It's our responsibility to tell the people what's going on. Hallelujah. So there's something that you and I have got to do all the time. And that's, you know, we know we got to be diligent. Amen. We know we got to be disciplined. Amen. We know we got to be awake and alert. We must be consistent. Those are areas that it's a common thing for me and you as a believer. Why? So we don't get sucked back into the world. The world is like a vacuum. It's always trying to suck you through the wrong door. So there's something that we need to do. It's called maintaining direction. Maintaining what? Direction. That's why many people blow it. You know, when somebody gives you directions, let's just say you got to go to a place, and you lose the directions of where you're supposed to go, then you try to assume. See, when people fall into a place of assume, it becomes dangerous. Because assuming is not true direction. So if somebody was to hand you a map and tell you, here's the directions, and you follow them, you'll get to where you're supposed to get to. But if you don't follow the directions, you will sway off course. In John chapter 1, the Gospel of John. So we're to be what? Maintaining what? Direction. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So is the Word God? Yeah. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was what? Made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. Go to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, so the Word became physical and entered a temporary reality. We call this the Matrix. It says He came with full of grace, which is God's plan of escape. Grace is what? God's plan of escape. Grace is not favor for salvation for everything. So many people rely on grace for salvation. Grace is God's plan. If you obey the plan, you got salvation. If you don't obey the plan, you ain't getting it. You will lose it. It's that simple. It's a plan of escape. And the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, came with him. So we see here, Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace, the plan of escape, and the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the truth, to escape. Is everybody with me? Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians 1. Maintaining direction. Remember, God came to what? Bring life and life abundantly. The devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Let's speak it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having what? Predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the what? Counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. Does everybody see that? Okay, we are predestined. To be predestined is the course of his plan. I want you to look at this. To be predestined is the course of his plan. It's according to the counsel of his will. So when you and I are predestined, it is according to the course of his plan. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also what? Had also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present or things to come, nor height or depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Those that are predestined are placed in the course of his plan. Those that are predestined are placed in the course of his plan. We are called, we are justified, and we are glorified for his glory. Proverbs 3. We are beginning to understand the difference between the course, the plan, predestined. Proverbs chapter 3, in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your understanding, your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. This is direct or direction. Maintaining direction. He's going to direct your play. He's going to give you directions on what to do. He says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights. Whoa, whoa. Happy is a man who finds what? Wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Retain what? Wisdom and what? Understanding. To when God gives us direction, he says he directs our path, it is the ability to perform his will and purpose. He gives us directions so that we have the ability to perform his will and his purpose. When he chastens us, it's correction. Where there is correction, there is direction. Why? What does correction do? Put you back on direction. Put you back on the course. Put you back on path. Obedience to his direction will always place us in his protection. Disobedience to his direction will always place us in the hands of the enemy. Is everybody okay? Wisdom from God tells you what to do. Does that give you direction? Yeah. Understanding tells you how and when to do it. Many people believe they are on the course, but are not maintaining direction, and then they become misled by emotional feeling and self-justification. I'm going to say that again. Many people believe they are on course, but are not. They are not maintaining direction because they are misled by emotional feeling and self-justification. Remember, you and I must maintain. It's our responsibility maintaining direction. When God says something, in fact, when he tells us what to do something, he says, when you complete it, I reward you. He releases a promise. In Proverbs 12, first three verses. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is what? Stupid. Hello, that's simple, isn't it? Why? Because correction is direction, isn't it? A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of of wicked intentions, he will condemn. A man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous cannot be moved. Whoa. Proverbs 13, 17, and 18. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful ambassador brings health. Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction, but he who regards a rebuke will be what? He'll be honored. Remember, correction is direction. A faithful ambassador is a messenger of direction. A faithful ambassador is a messenger of direction. We all need to be directed every day. Proverbs 24, verse 5 and 6. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge, this is eternal knowledge, increases in what? Strength. Strength to what? Endure, to overcome. By wise counsel, you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Knowledge of the eternal truth and a counsel of direction is strength and safety. That's why we always want things confirmed. Maintaining direction. We all know someone that's drifted from direction. Amen? And we see the end result is destruction. You know, it's like somebody bought something, well, and there's directions in it. Hello. Now, most of us guys hate directions in something we bought, you know what I'm saying? Because we know it all, you know? Right. And there's always extra parts. I love extra parts. I save them for the next project that I didn't do on the first one. But anyways, I used to hate when I was a kid, I had erector sets. Man, if you didn't follow direction, man, you'd be building something that is strange or it didn't work. Three wheels moved and the other one was stuck, you know? So in this, when we maintain direction and even how to operate things, there's direction in how to operate things. We wonder why this doesn't work. Well, because we assumed with the directions where we didn't read the directions. So without directions, there is not proper operation. There's not proper function. That's why we get direction from the Lord. That's why the Bible tells us to come into his presence and seek the Lord. Know his voice. Get his direction out of his word. We can confirm everything out of his word. Now, his word isn't going to tell you what color car to buy, but his impression will. He'll give you direction. He'll put something across your path. He'll even bring it to you when it's time. Believe me, I've seen vehicles come down on flatbeds on the street, going, where do I donate this? My wife was the first one running out of the house. That's mine. She was waiting for a car. How many years ago was it? It was a Lexus. But now she's waiting for another one. But anyway. But again, when we are obedient to direction, it keeps us in a place for God to get stuff to us. And the enemy can't steal it. But if we're out of direction, God's trying to get us something, and the enemy comes and steals it, and we never receive it. Hallelujah. John 14. Is everybody there? Verse 1. Let not your heart be what? Troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, said Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you do not know the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except for through me. So what was Jesus saying? I am the direction. I am the correction. And I am the protection of this new life I'm giving you. But we must follow the direction. Amen? I am the what? Direction. I am the correction. And I am the protection of this new life.
Matthew 6, verse 25. Now, direction doesn't always feel good. Hello. But when God, you know, even when we come into a discipleship house and so forth, nobody wants to go into a place of change. I know when I first, I knew I had to do something with my life because I was an addict and I was out there. And I had to make a change somehow. So the first thing I had to do was go into detox so I could detox and hopefully get some thoughts together. But that was the beginning. Because one of the things God revealed to me, that if I stayed in that condition, I wasn't coming home. Now, I didn't really know God. I believed that there was a God, but somehow, some way, he was giving me messages. And he said, I can't bring you home like this. You won't make it. You need to get cleaned up. Can't bring you into my kingdom like this. So I had to make a choice and follow that direction, get into detox, and separate myself from the world. And when I was obedient to that, he brought deliverance and healing to me. And he set me on a whole new course that I never thought was so amazing and wonderful. I got a restored identity, a new one. Now I know who I am. Everything that was lost, he restored. But you know what? At first, I didn't want to be in detox. I mean, nobody wants, not everybody who comes here wants to be here when they first get here, but then they realize, you know, I got to be here. I got to change this life. Now, after a period of time, it's not like, I don't want to, I don't have to be here. I want to be here. Because now I'm learning, I'm changing, things are happening. The supernatural reality of is being exposed. Revelation between a false reality and a true reality. The multi-dimensional realms and so forth is being revealed. Eternity and hell is being revealed. Now I want to do the right thing. I want to tell people the truth. And I want to watch other lives change. But they can't change on their own. No one can change yourself. We have to get divine direction from God Almighty. Because we must get the one who can change you is the one who created you. It's not a program that changes you. It's a submission, obedience, and cooperation with the directions of God. Amen. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. He said, I'm the direction. I'm the correction and I'm the protection of your new life. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24 or 25. Is everybody there? Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you,
by worrying can add one cubit to his stature. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil or spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is direction. And all things will be added to you. Hallelujah. Seek counsel, correction, and direction. Amen. God is merciful. How many times did he try and rescue us? And to restore and give us direction. And then we decided to do it our own ways after a while. And we ended up hitting the wall, doing stuff over again, whatever. Uncompleted tasks that he's required us to do. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Let's speak it. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Grace, that plan of escape to the humble. See, the pride can't, those who are prideful, they can't receive direction because they're too prideful. They can't receive instruction because they're too stupid. That's what the word says. And that doesn't mean knowledge-wise. It's a spirit that blocks. I call it a deaf and dumb spirit. That blocks them from receiving. It causes people to become stupid. Why? Because they can't follow direction. Is everybody okay? Verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, that he may bless you and prosper you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Here we go again. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means what? Consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. In other words, multiple voices, seeking whom he may devour or deceive. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Listen, you're not the only one. Everybody's being attacked. And let me tell you, even right now, some of the attacks are getting more intense. Especially some people that have refused direction. The attacks are tremendous. And they keep blaming everybody else and making excuses. And that's all they need to do is get their butt kicked in the position so they can do the right thing. I always call it slapping the hell out of someone and making room for heaven. But God does that. Hallelujah. Maintaining direction, alert, and consistency is a vital thing. That's discipline. See, discipline has no glory in it. There's no feeling about discipline. But at the end result of discipline is a reward from God. Every one of us in this room has always said, man, I wish I would have listened to that person. I wish I would have, I wouldn't have done this. I wish I would have, you know, that voice that spoke to me, I thought it was the devil, it was God. You know, and many times we seek help in the wrong places. We seek direction in the wrong places. My faith is not in any doctor. It's not in any medication. It's not in anything in this world. My faith and hope is in God. He's the one. Now, can he send a medication to you? Yes. But he isn't going to bring you one that's going to make you worse. He's not going to cause you to be addicted. He's not going to turn you into a zombie. What he gives you will bring freedom. Or bring healing. If it's not, it's not from God. Amen?
Hebrews 10, verse 15. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. He won't remember anymore. The problem is we do. Hello. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of what? Faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is a manner of some, but exhorting one another so much the more you see the day approaching. Forsake not to assemble. The gathering together, we get revelation. We get the presence of God. We get to share. Forsake not to assemble. Why? Because in a multitude of counsel, there's safety and wisdom. And when two or more gather together, he's there. Hallelujah. And this is where I've seen many people go astray. I get calls from people that stop fellowshipping. They're doing their own thing. TV's become their church. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with if you can't do anything else. But if you can get off your blessed assurance and get in the presence of God, that's better. Because, see, God knows whether you're compromising. He knows whether you're following direction or not. Amen? You know, many people don't realize that God meets the needs of everyone, one way or another. But prosperity, he doesn't. Abundance is not available to everyone. Why? Because you have to be following direction. Glory. 1 Corinthians 10:12, please. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he what? Fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be, that you may what? Bear it. So he's always giving you a plan of escape. The problem is people aren't listening to the plan or the direction. Maintaining direction. There is always a way of escape. Not excuse. I'm going to say it again. There's always a way of escape, not an excuse. And I'll close at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Let's go on. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from the captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away from a captive. Why? Because he's calling us now. There's a restoring going on. He's redirecting the body of Christ right now in a multiple ways.
The body of Christ is becoming unified more than ever. There are revival breaking out in places. The kingdom of God is expanding. The enemy is beginning to be dismantled. It's happening bit by bit. But there's still a resistance and a process. And during that resistance and process, we have to be careful to maintain direction. Amen? Praise God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word. We ask that you seal this word with covenant in the blood of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit and bring it to remembrance, because your word, your voice, and your spirit is our direction, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.